Section 4. Interview. For items 21 to 25, you will listen to a radio interview with Michael White, a national champion and Olympic Games competitor in figure skating. You will hear the interview only once. As you listen, mark the alternative which best answers each question or completes each statement. Now you have 1 minute to look at the questions and the alternatives.
Good afternoon. Today, our guest is Mr. Michael White, a champion figure skater. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Michael, let's begin with your early years of skating. How did you improve your skating skills?
Well, I started skating at a very young age, and to me, skating was something that made me different from everybody else and got me attention from my parents, friends, and coaches. I just loved the fact that I was getting praise and recognition. However, in my late teens, I realized that I had actually been mistaken to think that you get motivated by the people around you. I realized that motivation comes from inside you. Only by motivating your own self can you become capable of competing with the very best skaters in the world.
I'd like to look into that in more detail. We know you have won several championships and medals. How do you get prepared so that you will be successful?
It's very easy to push yourself when you're trying to become number one. I mean, the best skater. Recently, I read a great quote which said, "In order to be number one, you have to train like number two." I absolutely agree. And I have to train like I'm trying to knock off whoever my rival is, not like I'm trying to keep my position. Another time, a friend of mine said, "You're not going to the World Championships to defend your title. You're going there to win and be a world champion." And he was right. That's the only way you can look at it if you're going to be successful.
Your wife is quite involved in your skating career, isn't she?
Very much so.
What contribution does she make to your success?
My wife Linda has basically been my sports psychologist for the past 4 years. I know that there is no way that I could have been so successful if she hadn't come into my life. I have the physical ability to get things done, but sometimes there may not be that enthusiasm in me. She reminds me every day of all the things that I want to achieve. Now and then, I lose confidence in what I can do, but then she'll say, for example, "Come on, you can do it. You can land 80 to 90% of your jumps in practice." Then I go back and I say, "Okay, maybe she's right." And that has nothing to do with my ability. That has to do with her warning me and my wanting to land 80 to 90% in practice.
One main reason you have become such a good skater is that you began skating when you were a child. What if someone wants to start ice skating, say, at the age of 18 or even older?
18 is a little old to begin skating, but that doesn't mean that you can't accomplish a great deal. You could look at it in two ways. The first is to plan to compete as an adult. There are some adult national championships which attract many wonderful skaters who either never skated as a youth or are too old to compete in the normal system. Or there is another option. You could learn the sport and become a coach or a judge in the future. There are many successful judges who actually started as adult skaters. Either route is very respectable, and I encourage people to try and see what they can achieve and not let others set limits for them.
Okay, Michael, we're running short of time, so one last question. Do you have any hard times in your career? And how do you cope with them?
Oh, yes. Skating is full of hard times, but having a goal in mind helps you. Take the latest national championship. I did encounter many difficulties. For example, I fell and split my chin open, and the next day my show program went badly. But the one thing that stayed constant was that I had set my mind on becoming the champion. Another thing I've learned is that confidence doesn't really have a huge impact on specific events, although it's important in general. Sometimes I've had great 6-minute warm-ups and then gone out and skated poorly. Or the exact opposite, had a bad warm-up and skated wonderfully. So confidence doesn't really play a huge role in being successful in a specific event, but having a goal and being determined do.
You sound so optimistic and enthusiastic. Good luck to you in the future, Michael, and thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure.
This is the end of the interview. Now turn to page 8.